Greetings. We present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
We are your Master Overseers, Drew Jacy
and Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape over the edge of ever-changing horizon.
And now for something completely different. Yeah, this show of the SMK is going to be completely different and structured unusually from what I have done in the past and even currently. Yes, we have a little sick person here.
That's me. Drew the ill, the sickly. Yeah, I'm recovering from a nasty cold that snuck up on me the last few days.
Yeah, those are never nice.
Mm-hmm. It started with a feeling. I hope that's not copywritten or anything. Yeah, I almost didn't make it to the show today, but it's just a cold, so I thought I'd...
Yeah, but you're doing a lot better since over the weekend?
Yes, I am. I was still productive, although I did my time of hunkering down and sweating it out. It seemed to work, but I thought I'd have enough energy to come lock myself in this booth with you and you know, sharing is caring.
Spread the germs?
Yeah.
Hopefully not, or...
Cough on the mics and the board. It's going to be a fun time.
No, I actually wanted Drew to be in the main seat, but due to this new development, we'll have to move that to another week.
This is a facade. It's because I didn't want to be in the main chair. So that was Fathers, bracket PH, bracket AUTHERS, Fathers with Precious Dregs. Off of their self-released, actually, on cassette, I believe vinyl and Bandcamp. That was off their self-released and newly released self-titled album, Fathers, and that just came out July 27th of this year.
And also to all of you that are wondering what the rattling is about, in this show, we played for the first time a cassette.
Yes.
I haven't touched a cassette in years. And only recently, it was actually, I guess, a few months ago, it was Unlimited Garbage, and I found someone was throwing out a bunch of classic rock tapes, so I grabbed them. But actually, one of our good... SMK feature artists, which we'll hear from soon, also gave me one of their limited edition cassettes. So having brought that up, Drew has brought a lot of cassettes from local Guelph and GTA bands and artists.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, all of these tapes I've acquired since moving to Guelph about 2 years ago. And, I also thought it would be not only are they local, like very local, you know, a lot of these were actually released this year, last year, but also I am now the proud owner of a tape deck. I finally found a tape recorder rather. I finally found one. So I guess that's the main drive for bringing this in this week. Yes, yeah. But, so that's going to be fun.
Fun, like, balancing between changing cassettes and my own selections, both digital, and I have one vinyl to play off of. But it's going to be really neat to listen to these cassettes.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I want to give a special shout-out to... Napalm of Hiatus Coyote from Australia, the band Hiatus Coyote. She was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had her right breast removed just last week, and she seemed a little, you know, rightfully struck by it, and she's been getting a lot of support from fans and family and the bandmates and whatnot. She recently posted a video of her in recovery, singing a song and recording it with her her bass player, Bender. So she seems to be in high spirits, but I can only...
Impressive to be able to go right back into her passion of singing music.
Yeah. She's
after such an ordeal.
She's punk rock. Yeah. So Nay, I don't know if you're listening, if anyone else who's listening knows about this, this is it's dedicated to Nay Palm for her strength and resilience.
Mm-hmm. So. And hopefully we can play Hiatus Coyote in the near future as well, because I've heard their music, I think earlier this year, from a YouTube video, but I've found CFRU has both of their current albums, and it'll be easy for us to play their music.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are going to continue with our jumbled up observations this show with one of my choices. The band is Gösta Berling's Saga, a Swedish instrumental prog rock quartet from Stockholm. They released a new album on Inside Out Music called Et X. It's their newest album. It's their first album on Inside Out Music, as they've previously released on another proggy experimental label, Cuneiform Records. So the song we're going to be listening to from Gösta Berling's Saga is Over and Out.
This is Apollo Sons of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
That was another cassette of Drew's Luge.
Yeah, that was a little back-to-back, actually. It was the intro and the first song off of their album Sex Cop, released, I believe, on tape.
Is it exclusively on tape?
And Bandcamp?
On Bandcamp as well?
I'm not positive if they released it on vinyl, but it was released December 18th of 2015. So again, you can get it in tape form or buy it on Bandcamp. And the songs were Sleepy Time and Family Gun.
And actually, Luge has released a full-length album just recently.
That's right, yeah.
Or is it a Tall is a Feeling? Is Just a Feeling? Or
Tall is Just a Feeling, yeah. And yeah, they just released that November 3rd. Actually, they released it on my birthday this year.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it was a happy birthday to me. But I actually haven't listened to much of it.
I listened through it once, and then I did listen to, I think it's their lead song, Head Boy, because I actually wrote about it on the Canadian online music blog, Ride the Tempo.
Mm-hmm.
They had a very, I guess, unusual or very, like, bizarre music video for Head Boy.
Yeah, I saw that. They did a really good job on that.
Yeah, I guess it's more in, like, the behavior that they were giving out. Like, and that's the kind of bizarre that they were giving off. But it's fun to see them do that.
Those art rockers. Yeah, and anyone who hasn't seen them live, I highly recommend it, because they're just as tight live, and their energy is obviously tenfold because it's live. But
I think they actually just came by Guelph a week or two ago for one of Kazoo Fest's off festival concerts.
Just Kazoo, the show series kind of thing.
Yeah. Like throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just realized I was just going through the last Kazoo Fest's the main festival program, and they were actually performed then. And I guess I wasn't into Luge at the time, but they performed.
They've played in Guelph quite a few times over the last at least 2 years that I've been here. Like, the first time I saw them was, of course, at Silence. I did their sound for them. Didn't know what to expect. I was like, oh, this band called Luge. That's interesting.
Are they going to play on a giant snowboard?
They all crowd into a sled, into a toboggan. And no, they just blew my mind. I was just absolutely bamboozled after the first time I saw them. And then I bought this tape. Actually, it was the first tape I got, actually, when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
The first tape I've ever actually owned. I'm just starting to build up my tape collection. I've been a CD boy for a while. So, Kaiva of Luge slipped me a copy of nice. Their album Sex Cop. Yeah. So, I will treasure it always.
Mm. And also, it's a yellow cassette as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you can get cassettes made in so many different colors. That, you know, like that father's cassette we just played is just pure white. Hymns 57. And I guess Jones, his collaborator, just decided to go with pure white. But Luge picked a nice canary yellow for this tape. And the rest of the stack is also colorful.
Yeah, you can probably do as much as on a vinyl in different designs and colors. I guess it's I'm not entirely aware of what can be done for cassettes based, compared to vinyl, but
mm-hmm.
maybe, well, I guess you can do a lot more, like, artwork and stuff on the cassettes themselves.
Yeah, right. There are a few places that make pretty, pretty cool looking custom cassette packs.
Mm-hmm. So now moving on, we have Future Peers. They have released a new EP called I'm Sorry on a local label, Gourmet District Recordings, I believe. And I've listened through it lots of times and also wrote about one of their music videos on Ride the Tempo. It's a really good album, actually. All up-tempo and such, like, the lyrics are, like, fantastic and, like, very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we both know one of the members, I believe, Will Vandermeer.
Yes. Will Vandermeer's he's the man about town. He's always got a smile on his face.
Always and drummer for everyone.
Yeah, he's everybody's drummer. He's in high demand here in Guelph, and I guess, you know, the GTA. But yeah, he's the drummer for Reversa and Future Peers. Anybody else? Maybe we exaggerated a little, but
he seems to be everywhere.
He seems to be everywhere. Yeah.
All right. So off I'm Sorry by Future Peers, where I've chosen the track Didn't I Deny.
Sin, if I could erase the day, how you fall isn't so much the crash at all, but the way you placed. Use a knife, carve a hole into the brick of night to enhance the taste. Thank you.
control tape. We'll be right back.
During that set, we finished off with one of my favorite classic Canadian artists, Nash the Slash. He came out of the Toronto prog band FM, but went, he's, I guess, best known now for going his solo route, like almost right when, after the first two FM albums. And he's known for playing electric violin and mandolin. So that was off his 1979 solo album, Dreams and Nightmares, called Lost Lenore.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we had another local band. We played off the tape, Baby Labor. We played 420 or 420, 420, depends on what side of the fence you're on.
Mm-hmm.
That was off of Baby Labor's newly released album on cassette and on Bandcamp. It also comes with a book. It's called Full Legal Stop, How to Record a Record Album, and it is a masterpiece.
It came with a book? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Dan Loughran, sort of the brainchild of Baby Labor, he had a bunch of, I guess, journal entries while he was making this album, and it's actually pretty deep. It's very honest writing and kind of creative and short and succinct. I mean, it's very relatable, even if you've never recorded an album before, even whether you play music or not. Just kind of the things he touches on in this book, it's illustrated in sharp but kind of crude watercolor and looks like a pen by Scott Shields, actually, from Newmarket, Holland Landing. He was sort of in my friend group growing up, so that was nice. When I moved here, Baby Labor released this album, and I was actually lucky enough to host them on their homecoming performance for touring that new release. They did a little mini tour, and I found out then, when I bought a copy of the cassette and the book, that Scott Shields illustrated it. And I don't know, I highly recommend picking up a copy. I don't know, I think it's what people who buy physical copies of, you know, albums and stuff, that's what they would really enjoy. You know, there's a little extra artwork too.
So did the book come with the cassette, or is that sold separately, or is it also available online?
I think you can buy it off the Bandcamp, off of the Baby Labor website. I'm not sure, don't quote me, but at The Beat Goes On, say, in Guelph, you can buy them separately too. You buy the book, you buy the tape. I don't know if you get a special deal if you buy them both, but well worth buying them both, I promise.
Oh, I did want to mention that I had to sneak in a bit of vinyl into our set, so the Nash the Slash album was played on vinyl, which is now, compared to trying to do cassettes, is kind of easy going. And but most people might find trying to deal with vinyl, like placing the track on, to be difficult. But actually, like, now compared to doing the cassettes, where you have to listen kind of in advance or have to do it in between our talk segments, can be rather like pressuring.
Yeah, and I have to be candid for a second, you know, because I've been kind of behind the ball lately. I didn't queue up any of my tapes, so I had to come a little early and get Nick to help me queue up all my tapes.
Well, also thanks to Brian for teaching me
yes
how to do the cassettes.
The omnipresent Brian of CFRU, he floats through the walls and assists those in need. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. So actually, I made a mistake, because this is such a chaotic observation session. We just decided during our talk that we are going to play Hiatus Coyote.
There was a little miscommunication on my part, but it's about that time, and especially because I'm sort of dedicating part of the show to Napalm, I figured I'd give Hiatus Coyote a little bump. So off of their newest album, Choose Your Weapon, which was released on May 1st of 2015, we're going to be playing Swamp Thing. It's one of their lesser known tracks off that album, but it's probably their heaviest, and being a metalhead, I love this one. It's kind of spooky. So
yeah, I was researching a bit on them just today. They describe themselves as future soul.
Yeah, or polyrhythmic, neo soul, polyrhythmic gangsta neo soul or something like
that. Yeah, I think something along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they certainly have a sound of their own, and
especially with Napalm at the helm, as she's a vocalist and also a guitarist, I believe, right?
Yep. Yep. And she actually just released shortly before her surgery and her diagnosis, she got an album out of the way, a new release called Needle Paw. And it's essentially all a solo album. She does a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland. Electric Ladyland. I didn't really enunciate that properly, but even Nay by herself with guitar, and I believe there's the odd piano in it, or strings. Still breathtaking. She's got a terrific voice, and I hope to, I hope she continues to produce despite her ill fortune.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, now we're gonna play Swamp Thing off of Hiatus Coyote's 2015 album, Choose Your Weapon.
Just do it. Hit on the one. Okay. That's all good.
All right. 3, 4.